And welcome back to Catholic Wrestlers, brought to you by Wrestling Mindset. And of course, we know the most important pillar of our success, really, at the metaphysical level, at the ontological level, there is no success if we don't get to heaven. Anything we do on the earth, vanity of vanities, it's great. Wrestling's great, but ultimately there's no bearing at all whatsoever on eternal life. Wrestling could be used as a vehicle for the improvement of the state of your soul, or we've seen wrestling ruin many people because they focus on it the wrong way. So what we want to do is we want to make sure, and everything we do with Wrestling Mindset is geared towards using wrestling as a vehicle to build virtue and mental skills for life. But again, you could learn the mental skills and not towards the faith. You could learn mental skills not oriented towards God, which would be a massive mistake, right? Which is why I always say that if I'm going to give an athlete my bare, and there's many athletes that I do actually work with where we don't talk explicitly about the faith, but I'll let the athletes know also, especially as I got closer to them, that if I'm going to give them my very best, I simply cannot do that logically without bringing up the Catholic faith, the teachings of the Church of all time, because we know the Catholic Church is protected by the Holy Spirit from teaching error. And that doesn't mean any pope, bishop, or priest, every time they speak, it's infallible. That's not how it works. But the teachings of the faith of all time cannot be changed. So we want to make sure we're metaphysically and ontologically sound. We have to get the philosophy right. If we get the anthropology wrong, if we get man wrong, we're going to have a difficult time leading them to their destiny. And the destiny is heaven, right? The purpose of life is to glorify God, to know, love, and serve him in this life so we can be with him together forever in heaven. Again, we start off today our topic is spiritual healing. Let's start off with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I beg your pardon for my sins and the grace to make this meeting fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So today our topic is spiritual healing, and we're talking about, I mean, everything we do with mindset is basically talking about bringing us to success, right? Well, and healing. A lot of times we talk about the mental red flags for wrestling, where giving good opponents too much respect, being a slow starter, competing too cautious, not having that killer instinct on the wrestling mat, and the reality. So a lot of times it's healing in terms of just mindset. Well, what about spiritual healing? Remember, we're mind, body, and soul. So if we're neglecting our soul, we're in big trouble. And that's why you have to start with the health of our body is sustained by food. Well, what's the food of our soul? For spiritual healing, we need the sacraments. In baptism, we die with Christ, as St. Paul says. We're now incorporated into the mystical body of Christ. Well, after that point, we're humans. We know the problem with the fall is we have a darkened intellect, a weakened will, and an inclination to evil. So it's not saying humans are bad. God created everyone good. But we have to get this right, that after the fall, we have a darkened intellect. That's not saying we can't know anything. We have a weakened will, and we have an inclination to evil. Remember, this is totally different than the Protestant conception of man. A Protestant conception of man is that man is completely flawed. Basically, there's no good that humans are capable of doing. Whereas we know the way we have a supernatural tone on our good deeds is through grace. But the point is, we need to cooperate with God's grace. Man is not completely depraved, as Martin Luther asserted. The Church has never taught that. We can know some things by the light of natural reason, but we need Christ. We need Jesus Christ. So we have the sacraments that nourish us, just like food and rest sustains our body. We have the sacraments. With our workouts with wrestling, I dare say some of you take 2 or 3 showers a day. But how often do we even think of giving a monthly shower to our souls? And it's absolutely unfitting to receive our Lord Jesus Christ in the Eucharist with the filth of mortal sin in our soul. And that's what mortal sin is. It's filth. And you would never receive the King with mortal sin on your soul. So And you read about this, you see this with exorcists. Father Ripperger spoke about this a lot, that to get rid of 99% of demonic influence, the simplest thing you could do is go to confession. You go to confession, and you should be going to confession at least once a month, because Our Lady of Fatima said that we should be on the first Saturday of every month, which is coming up this week. You should go receive the Holy Eucharist. You should go to confession. You meditate for 15 minutes and you pray the rosary. And this, the message of Fatima is to save you. When Our Lady appeared, this was the largest public miracle since the parting of the Red Sea in the Old Testament. 70,000 people watched the sun dance in the sky. People actually, we have quotes from this. People were screaming and people were confessing their sins out loud to God because they thought the world was going to end. And again, this was reported in newspapers, 70,000 witnesses. There's no way that anything like a mass hypnosis was even possible. If you just look at the science of it, these people thought they were going to die. They thought it was the end of the world. And Our Lady said the message of Fatima was, you need to stop offending God and you need to fulfill five commands. And once those five commands are fulfilled, we'll see the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary will finally have true peace on earth, the return of the great Catholic monarchies, and an end to all these heresies and schisms. So we say, well, how do Catholics, Protestants, Orthodox, how do we unite? Naturally, it's not going to be possible. But with God, all things are possible. So what did Our Lady of Fatima ask for? She asked for five things. She said, you could remember it by the helpful mnemonic Roman Catholic SOS. R, pray the rosary daily. Rosary. Our Lady said, there's nothing you can't accomplish with the help of the rosary. C, consecrate yourself to Mary. The consecration changed my life in 2015. It changed both my brothers' lives, and I've seen this with many people, that the complete orientation of my life, I was literally living a certain way, and my mentality, it was very worldly, and basically, how can I just be successful? And the word, as Jesus said, repent and believe in the gospel. The word in the gospel is metanoia. Metanoia means to literally do an about face. And I can tell you, for me, my life completely changed. Got out of a bad relationship and just a total reorientation, where I saw the biggest mistake I made in my life, I would say, is not doing the consecration earlier. So for spiritual healing, this is a major thing. Not only are you praying the rosary every day, which gives you meditation time, quiet time, time to get away from the computer, get away from all the hustle and bustle of life, and orient yourself totally towards God. And what is the rosary? The rosary is nothing more than a meditation of the life of Christ. The life of Christ that the church is going to imitate, because as the head goes, so does the body. So an imitation of a meditation on Christ, the consecration, giving yourself entirely to Mary, where now all of your works, your merits, the indulgences, you amass during the day, hopefully if you're in a state of grace, and that all goes to her. Right now, we're in the month of November. This is the month of the holy souls in purgatory. There are people, the saints have all said that the fires of hell are equal to the fires of purgatory, because nothing imperfect can enter the kingdom of God. There's people who are burning right now, and a lot of them might be in your family. Nowadays, we have a lot of people make a mistake. Even I've heard a lot of priests from the pulpit, as soon as someone dies, they say, oh, well, they were a Christian, so they're with God now. You don't know that. Your loved ones, your family members are screaming out to you. They're crying for help. And the way we can help them is we can make atonements for them on earth. We know in the Bible, all are alive in Christ. We're all part of the mystical body of Christ. So we have to pray for the dead. That's one of the spiritual works of mercy. So in this month of November for the holy souls, there's a special indulgence. From November 1st through November 8th, every day, if you visit a cemetery, and again, you have to receive the Eucharist that day, you have to have gone to confess roughly 8 days, and you have to visit the cemetery, and you pray for the intentions of the Holy Father, for the Pope. And when you're praying for the intentions of the Holy Father, you're praying for his intentions for the church, not his intentions as a man. That's a big misunderstanding. It's like, well, if this Pope, you know, if he's teaching certain things and he seems off, am I praying for his intentions if they're bad? No, you're praying for the Pope's intentions for the church, which are historical. So the 1st through the 8th, all you have to do is visit the cemetery and do those other requirements. and boom, you could receive one plenary indulgence. Again, there's souls that are crying out, they're burning. They feel like they're in hell, but they're being purified because nothing can be and nothing imperfect can enter the kingdom of heaven. So you got to make atonements for them. When your deceased loved one dies, the best thing you could do for them, don't just remember them. Don't just pass on their pictures. Pray for them every day for the rest of your life. I don't want anyone canonizing me when I die. What I want to hear is everyone saying, you know, Gene struggled. Gene was a sinner. He requested your prayers. So that's C, consecrate yourself to Mary. S, the scapular. You need to wear the brown scapular. That's Our Lady's garment that she gave us, and she promised that anyone who dies wearing the scapular will never see the fires of hell. I just spoke to hundreds of students. I did a retreat last week, and I spoke about this, and a lot of people were asking for brown scapulars. The sacramental life has been suppressed in the church. A lot of people just don't talk about it. They look at it as superstition. This is not superstition. When Our Lady says this is what you need to do, you need to do it. When Jesus lived on earth, he did everything his mother asked. When he did everything his foster father, St. Joseph, asked. And we know his heavenly father, in the Bible it says, I always do the will of my father. So if Christ always does the will of his earthly mother and father, why would we not do that? So Mary said, wear the brown scapular as a sign of your consecration. Oh, you offer up your sufferings. You offer up your sufferings. Anytime that you suffer, anytime you're mad, sad, anxious, fearful, everything you do, you have to offer that to God. And we know St. Paul says, I make up for what's lacking in the suffering of Christ. What that's saying there, that's the doctrine of, that's a piece of the doctrine of redemptive suffering. Because all are alive in Christ. I can suffer for you. You can suffer for me. We can suffer for the souls in purgatory. And we become co-redeemers with Christ. As we know, Mary is the co-redemptrix because she participated in the redemption in a very special way by saying yes to God. We also participate in the redemption of Christ. We're all doing this in Christ again. Mary, the saints, us, we're not doing it on our own. We're doing it through Christ. But we're called to be co-redeemers. So offer your sufferings. When you catch yourself, you know, you're very frustrated or you're very confused, you're going through a hard time, if you're in a dark place, you lose a wrestling match, you're cutting weight, you're scared, you're waiting on a line, you're outside, you're very cold, don't waste your suffering. In those moments, you see, oh, Jesus, this is the Fatima prayer. You look it up, the suffering prayer, the sacrifice prayer. Oh, Jesus, it is for the love of you, the conversion of sinners and reparations for sins committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary, that I offer this. So you'd be smart to memorize that prayer. If you don't memorize it, just say, Lord, I offer this for you. Or sometimes I'll just say, Lord, for you. Pray the sacrifice prayer, but if it's for some reason it's too long in that moment, just say, for you, Lord. Offer up the sufferings. Do not waste your suffering. Because remember, Mary, if you're consecrated to Mary, she applies that suffering for the redemption of souls in Christ. And then finally, ask the First Saturday devotion. This is a special week leading up to a First Saturday. Remember, First Friday tomorrow, you receive communion. Jesus promised St. Margaret Mary that whoever receives communion on the first Friday of the month for 9 consecutive months will be granted the grace of final repentance. So final perseverance at the end, what do we always say in the Hail Mary? Pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The two moments we pray for in the Hail Mary are now, hour of our death. So in that hour, we know all hell attacks us, because that's the moment the devil wants you to despair. So we need to begin, and this is in the Bible too, where we should always think about our death, because at that hour, we're going to need all the grace we can get. So we say yes to God, especially at that hour of our death. Otherwise, we're like if we were the prodigal son. If the prodigal son never returned home, he would not be saved. He said, remember the father in the parable of the prodigal son, the father said, the king, or whoever he was, the father said, my son was dead and now lives again. So he was dead. If he didn't return in that hour, that would have been it for him. So that's what we need to do. We need to pray for that hour of our death. So offer up those sufferings. And if you miss one, you have to start over again. And then again, Our Lady of Fatima, she said the first Saturday of the month, you only need to do five, but you should do this every month because, again, we're all on the same team. We're all in the mystical body of Christ. So people need our prayers. People need our sacrifices, our merits, our indulgences that we're massing. In wrestling, they always talk about scoring points, scoring a lot of points. That's right. Well, how often are we thinking, why are we not applying these lessons from wrestling to life, where we say score a lot of points? What does that mean? Your good works, your merits, your indulgences. You want to be. You should get the new manual of indulgences, look it up, and basically memorize it and rack up as many indulgences as you can. Because remember, there's souls in purgatory who need it. They cannot pray for themselves. When you die, you can no longer pray for yourself. So you're completely relying on the prayers of other people. And if that person is already in heaven, Our Lady applies those prayers to someone else who needs it. So your prayers are never wasted. But you have to be in the state of grace, because when you're not in the state of grace, your prayers merit nothing. So we want to go to confession at least once a month, 8 days before, 8 days leading up to, 8 days for, 8 days after the first Saturday of the month. Again, never receiving the Holy Eucharist if we're not in the state of grace. And on the first Saturday, you're receiving the Eucharist. Pray the rosary, which you should be doing every day, and then spend an additional 15 minutes meditating on the mysteries of the rosary. The beauty of the Fatima message is this is how you save the world. I mean, as kids, most wrestlers, we idolized Superman and all these superheroes, these X-Men, and we have this vision, and there's something in every man that is looking to be that knight in shining armor, to be that soldier, to save. And our God is so good that we know that Christ is our Savior. He is the one who saved the world. No doubt about it. But he is so good that he draws us into that. He says, you know what? You're going to be able to say you saved the world with me, of course. So you actually can help save the world and your soul. That's the beauty of the Fatima message. Embracing the message of Fatima, Roman Catholic SOS, you not only help save the world, but you're going to save your soul in the process. That's the only way the crisis ends. We could see there's garbage around us everywhere that's being taught in schools, politics, the destruction of the family. There's just mediocrity and garbage have prevailed everywhere. So way out of it, there's no natural means of ending this. Our Lady said she's the only way that it's going to happen. And that makes sense, because the only way Christ can, and she comes before, we know from Revelation 12, the woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, who takes up the battle against the infernal enemy, against the devil, against the dragon. It's the woman clothed with the sun fighting against the dragon. And we know that Mary, when she has her triumph, soon after that Christ will come again. Again, as the head goes, so the body. Mary came into the world before Christ at the natural level, and she's gonna have her triumph before Christ comes again. So this is what we need to do. These are our marching orders. When you say how do you train? What's the game plan? You have to know your opponent in wrestling, right? You can't think you're wrestling against person A if you're wrestling against person B. And you need to know the strategy. What are your moves? How are you making contact? What are you doing with your hands? What's your best takedown? What's your best turn on top? What's your best move on bottom? How do you get out? You have to be clear. We tell our wrestlers all the time, you need to be very clear. What are your best attacks? You never enter a match without a plan. You need to know what you're doing with your hands. You need to know your first move off bottom. Well, it's the same thing in the spiritual life. You have to know what's the plan. And Our Lady of Fatima gave it to us. Of course, living a good Catholic life, and then the mnemonic Roman Catholic SOS, rosary, consecration, scapular, offer up your sufferings, and Saturdays, the first Saturday devotion. That's going to bring about Our Lady's triumph. That's our only shot to save the world. There's no plan B. So as Our Lady said about our Lord, chapter 2, do whatever he tells you. My exhortation to you would be, do whatever she tells you. Because we're called to imitate Christ, and that's exactly what he did when he lived in this world. So spiritual healing, confession is the number one thing you could do. Receive the sacraments regularly. Work on your primary defects. We all have weaknesses. And keep praying for God's grace. all the time, giving yourself entirely to Our Lady with our consecration. So thank you all. Let's go now to Our Lady. Let's go now to Our Lady in a prayer and help her and ask her for our help in fulfilling her commands that she's given us at Fatima. And we pray that ourselves and we get as many people as we can to observe this week. We have an unbelievably solid opportunity this week. Remember, November 1st through 8th, visit a cemetery. You pick up an indulgence as long as you receive communion, go to confession and pray for the Pope. Right? Just all you have to do is visit that cemetery. And then tomorrow's the first Friday, and then the next day is the first Saturday. So please capitalize on that. There's people who need to be converted out there. We continue to need conversion and reconversion throughout our lives. So let's go to Our Lady now and ask her for help in doing so. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me during this meeting. I beg your help in putting them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. And the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. And for anyone who would like more information, please text CATHOLIC1 to the number 84576. So text CATHOLIC and the number 1, CATHOLIC1 to 84576. Also on our YouTube page, Spiritual Strength Catholic, just go on YouTube, Spiritual Strength Catholic. And you'll see we're doing a full series on how college indoctrinates people to think like Marxists, Freemasons, naturalists, evolutionists, and materialists. So how Our Lady of Fatima said the errors of Russia are spreading, and will continue to spread until the triumph of Mary. We need to make sure that we need to be on the lookout on how colleges are doing this. Also, anyone who's interested in being a mindset coach, if we have some people who are of working age, we're looking for Catholic mindset coaches. So anyone who would like to be a mentor, we have a lot of people that are asking. And again, we certainly don't work exclusively with Catholics, but there are a lot of people that come to us who are saying they're looking for more faith-based coaching, not only our mindset, our peak performance, our motivation, mental toughness, confidence, goal setting, but they're also looking for that with some, I don't want to call it spiritual direction because we're not spiritual directors, but basically a buddy in Christ, right? Someone who's going to walk with them on their faith journey. Anyone who's interested in mindset, anyone who's interested in a job with us, give us a call. This is exactly what we're doing. Like I said, our clients are certainly not exclusively Catholics, but some people are looking for good Catholic mentors, and we want to be able to provide that with them. And it starts with us being solid ourselves. So if you haven't gotten to confession, get to confession, get in the state of grace, because remember, our prayers merit nothing if we're in the state of mortal sin. God still hears our prayers. We still get grace, but our prayers won't merit anything until we are in that state of grace. Again, God bless you. God bless your families. We'll do this again soon. Take care.